Woodbury Reports with your host, Lon Woodbury, talking with leading professionals about how parents and others can help their struggling teens, preteens, and young adults. Now here's your host, Lon Woodbury.
Welcome back. This is Lon Woodbury, and welcome back to the Woodbury Report. I have Carolyn Dahl on the line. Carolyn, good morning. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Lon. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. We got a beautiful spring day here, sunny, hardly a cloud in the sky. Now, Carolyn is has been granted or awarded the Teacher of the Year. She's been teaching at Glenholm School in Connecticut since 1990, and she was the Teacher of the Year, and that's one of the reasons why I thought she might have some good things to talk to us about. Now, the topic is teaching students in a therapeutic classroom. Glenholm is a therapeutic boarding school, and they have students with learning differences that they specifically work with. And most people, when they think of a classroom, they think of their own school experience, the teacher standing in front of the room, and stern, and give you assignment, and you're supposed to be quiet, sit still, and all that kind of thing. Well, it's quite a bit different in a therapeutic classroom. And Carolyn, would you tell a little bit about the Glenholm School student body, the type of students that you work with?
We're a therapeutic boarding school that has about 125 students in the middle, high school, postgraduate, and transition program. We have ages 10 to 21. We have high functioning autism, ADHD, OCD, Tourette's, depression, anxiety, and various learning differences. We have students from 13 different states and 7 different countries. So we have them from all over the world.
Now, I understand that it's very individualized because it's necessary. You might have a group of kids in a classroom, but it would probably look and function much of the time differently as you work with individually. Could you describe a little bit of what your classroom tends to look like? And you can, if it's different for different subjects, that's fine too. Explain that.
Well, we have a maximum of about 15 students in our classroom. And we're able to meet each student's present level of performance, and we base their instruction on what the skills that they have, and we build on those skills from there. Coursework can be altered to fit their needs, and at that time will fulfill their academic requirements. About half of our students are privately paid, and the other half come with IEPs, and we have to fulfill what's written on the IEPs. Like our math classes are not taught in the traditional way with the teacher in front of the class teaching. In all our math class, it's very individualized. Each student is on a different page. They're all in different books, and they're learning at their own pace. Like I have a math class that I have geometry, I have algebra, I have basic skills, I have life skills, and each one of the students is on a different page. And I have a teaching assistant that helps me, and we go around and we help the students individually. It is my job to teach the skill that they need to know. Sometimes I'm lucky enough that I only have to teach the skill once, but many times I have to teach it 3 and 4 times before they completely understand it. They are given strategies. A lot of times I'll make a card and it'll say, this is what you do for step 1, this is what you do for step 2, and so on, so they can work independently.
Let me go back to something that you mentioned a little bit ago that I think is really important, because I think, again, in the typical classroom, say a math class, getting the math class, getting the math subject, and then the mental preparation to do that is the number one thing and the focus. And everything else relates to that. Discipline is to keep class orderly and all of that. But you talked about you have curriculum to various things, life goals and other things in addition to learning the math. Could you talk about that a little bit, the different things you have in mind when you're working with the kid that is part of your curriculum?
Could you repeat the question?
Yeah, when you're working with a kid, you have more in mind than just getting the math, I'm sure. Life mm-hmm. goals, you mentioned life goals in there. And that's something that's very important to a kid growing up, but it isn't normally considered, say, part of a math class or a academic class.
Well, we're trying to teach them their skills for life, to be independent mm-hmm. and to become an independent learner as much as they can. We have, that's why we want to have them be able to work by themselves. We have some students that when they first come, that they only work with you sitting next to them, because many of our students have been in public schools where they've had a teaching assistant that sits next to them all the time. And we have to have them work independently as much as they can. And we want to teach them all the strategies, as many strategies as we can, because a learning strategy is to make their learning easier. And hopefully they'll take these strategies with them as they progress in their education.
Could you explain what you mean by strategies or a couple of specifics?
Okay, when they come to us, we usually put them in a strategy class or an executive functioning class, and they take an inventory, and they figure out that they're either a visual, a tactile, or an auditory learner. And most of the students will lean towards one of those three types of learners. Yet when we teach in all three of those modalities. And so we make sure that we touch upon, in a classroom, we touch upon those three modalities. And also in writing, we teach writing strategies when they have a writing assignment to do. Say, for example, every one of our students has a laptop, and they have certain programs on it. They have some programs that will help them with making graphic organizers, and then we have some programs on their computers that will help them with editing what they've written. So say you were given the topic the Boston Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
And the student goes, oh my goodness, what am I to do with this? I don't know anything about it. Well, if the student would break it up and think, what do I know about the Boston Tea Party? Let's see, what happened at the Boston Tea Party? So that could be one paragraph. I know the causes of the Boston Tea Party. And say the third paragraph could be the effect of the Boston Tea Party on the colonies, or on the colonists. So let's go to the happenings. So that's a graphic organizer could be a list. It could be a chart. Mm-hmm. It could be a web or a Venn diagram. So say you're making a chart, and you go to the list. You write down everything you know about the happenings of how the Boston Tea Party, what happened at the Boston Tea Party. They were by the Sons of Liberty, and what the year was, and everything else. Then you go to the second part, what caused it? Then the third part, the effects of it. So now a student is able to write about it, and he makes little bullets under each of the topics. He doesn't write the sentences, he just writes the bullets. And so now he has his graphic organizer, so he can sit down and write his paper on the Boston Tea Party. and have something to say about it. And it will not only organize his work, and many times they put down things that, I can't fit this in, so let's cross this out. They don't have to use everything that they put down, only if they feel it's important. So they can write their essay now about the Boston Tea Party. Just remember, like, when you went to college and you had to write essays in those old blue books that we had, that you were writing and you would make little notes on the margin. I need to talk about this, this, and this. That's what basically you were doing in a less formal way, but you were doing that. You were writing little notes to yourself of what to put in your essay.
You know, I was thinking as you were talking, as this is something that every student at every level would be very helpful for them. Because I know in my public school and even college, I didn't get much of that. How to study is one way to talk about it. And it's just more critical that you give it to the students than you seemed at your school and those type of students. It's more critical that they have it. But it's the same thing all kids could use. And
You're right, all of them. And, you know, this is what we try to teach the student. We teach that in every class. We teach them test-taking strategies. We teach them study skills, how to take notes, reading strategies, writing strategies, how to budget your time. We have homework books, you know, writing down their assignments. We color code things for the students. If they need that, that helps some students to color code. So it's all what the student needs and what they will help them
I guess
become
a better learner. You could say in one sense, a student that goes to Glenholm is lucky because they're going to get some of the tools that every student needs, but they're going to have a chance to be taught them until
right.
We get it. That's very good. Well, we've about ran out of time here. So what we need to do is talk a little bit about Glenholm. Could you describe again a little bit types of students and the school, and then contact information. If somebody has a question, wants to talk to you or somebody about Glenholm or about a therapeutic classroom, how they get a hold of them. But first, tell us a little bit more about Glenholm. This is your chance for a commercial break, I guess.
Okay. Glenholm is a specialized boarding school for students 10 to 21 with autism spectrum disorders, ADHD, OCD, Tourette's, depression, anxiety, and various learning differences. So the goal of our school is to prepare graduates for college and career opportunities. And if you're interested in, for information, a brochure, or to schedule your tour, interest people can contact our admission team at 860-868-7377 or visit the website at theglenholmschool.org, all one word.
And if you're technically savvy, admissions at theglenholmschool.org for an email?
Yes, you can go to admissions. There's a part to go to admissions, and if you call a person that answers the phone, just ask for admissions because they handle everything, and they can give you a private tour.
Or answer your questions, or you know what admissions people do.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
well, right. We've ran out of time, but I've been talking with Carolyn Dahl. It's the teaching students in a therapeutic classroom. And I've been getting a little bit of insight into how a therapeutic classroom is different and than, say, a regular classroom to the gain of the students themselves. The topic has been teaching students in a therapeutic classroom. Carolyn Dahl, the Teacher of the Year this year for Glenholm in Connecticut, has been the person we've been talking to. Thank you very much, Carolyn. Been very interesting.
Well, thank you, Ron.